Oshta Sunalei. Good morning in Cherokee. I thought today's daily message on my website, drstanley.com, was so important, I thought I would just go ahead and do a broadcast on it. Folks, we've all been in a place in our life where something big and really ugly is happening, and it just doesn't make any sense. This could be anything from the breakdown of a relationship, a sudden health issue, financial crippling debt, or career delays and obstacles that just don't feel good. For the uninitiated, the pain of the circumstances can severely cloud the ability to see clearly. When referring to the uninitiated, I'm talking about those who have not quite learned to animate their spiritual self inside their physical body, making it a severe challenge to see the big picture and understand the spiritual progression path laid out for us. In other words, it makes life pretty difficult when you're not always connected to your spirit. Folks, it's not about you here. It's about you there. It's the real you inside that physical body of yours. That is who you are about. I look at my own challenges, flaws, and shortcomings, and I say to myself, what the hell was I thinking? I do believe I am one of the initiated. No one initiated me. I initiated me. I choose to be clear. I choose to be conscious. I choose to be curious. It's my free will and my choice. And still, I trip, I stumble, and I slobber all over myself like anyone else just trying to figure it all out. I giggle at all of this, not as a human being and not taking responsibility for my screw-ups, but I giggle as a spirit and say, okay, I understand why I chose to learn in that way. Folks, when it doesn't make any sense, then trust your instincts. I call it a DLG, a download from God, which is God talking directly to me, through me, which I also call my intuition. It's also called the still small voice, written about in 1 Kings chapter 19, 11 through 13. You can call it whatever you want. It's all the same to me. There's a statement in my book, And Who Are You? A Daily Regimen for the Soul, where I'm talking about enlightenment over the ending of a long-term relationship. I had called out loud to God. He didn't have to treat me that way to get me to leave. Then I said it again, only louder. He didn't have to treat me that way to get me to leave. And what I heard back through my DLG was, yes, he did. Now keep in mind, I was at a point in my life where I was grateful the ending came. I was in the question mark of why did I stay in it for 12 years? I hadn't shed one tear over its ending until that night because I was trying desperately to understand why I chose that route of existence. Why would I have done that to myself? Nothing was making sense to me until I heard that DLG. The DLG, the instinct, the intuition was the truth. I could have doubted what I heard, but I knew the truth when I heard it. The only way that miserable relationship was going to end was the way it ended. That was the only way I was going to get the message, because nothing else worked in the past. I didn't like the way everything went down. It didn't feel good, but it did the trick, and I snapped out of choosing that miserable existence and left. That story has nothing to do with anger or animosity. It's all about enlightenment. We were just two people who got stuck in a plane of existence who finally chose to move on. Even so, at that time in my life, I would say that we were both initiated. I hear, see, and feel so many people going through monstrous struggles right now due to their own self-undoing. The only way you can clear this, folks, is if you look at your role in the grand scheme and ask yourself why you chose that route of existence. What did you not know then that you most certainly know now? Did you need a lesson in learning to love? Did you need a lesson in appreciating money? Did you need a lesson in respecting your body? Even if the trip is painful, the lesson is always well worth it. In chiropractic, we say, pain is a coward. It is the last thing to show up and the first thing to leave. Pain does go away. It's the lessons that remain that you get to take with you beyond this life as you now know it. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada Gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.